You're listening to SBS News.
Preparations are underway at general practices across the country in the lead up to Phase 1B of Australia's coronavirus vaccine program. Older and vulnerable Australians will be able to visit GP clinics to receive the vaccine from March the 22nd. The vaccines have so far been given at government-run hubs across the country, with frontline health staff, hotel quarantine workers, and aged and disability care residents and employees among the first receiving it. And now the first doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have started to be administered at Victoria's hospital vaccination hubs. Queensland started giving its own supply in hospitals at Logan and Bundaberg. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says authorities are prioritising residents of the Torres Strait Islands after a number of new cases.
We have some priorities, of course, when it comes to hotel quarantine. We've got other priorities when it comes to healthcare workers. And now, of course, with the large numbers of positives that we're seeing in hotel quarantine from Papua New Guinea, making sure some of the islands in the Torres Strait are vaccinated as quickly as possible.
The state has recorded 5 cases of COVID-19, taking the number of active cases to 30. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath is encouraging patients from the community while health workers are trained. She says the state distributed 2,000 Pfizer vaccine doses in the first week of distribution and over 8,000 over the first fortnight.
Let's see how we go with these rollouts. We start slow, we start methodically, making sure all the staff know what they're doing, that everything they've been trained in with the simulations, that it's working in practice, and then we start ramping up. It is more important they deliver this safely and effectively and give the public confidence, as opposed to pushing themselves beyond capacity to meet targets.
South Australian health authorities say they're waiting on results from further wastewater tests in Adelaide. Positive results were detected in a catchment which includes the northern part of central Adelaide over the weekend. Locals who have been in the city over the weekend and are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms are being urged to get tested. New South Wales has recorded 50 consecutive days without a single virus case in the community, while Victoria is celebrating 10 straight days. And as International Women's Day was marked across the country, Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese took the opportunity to celebrate female workers. Mr. Albanese says the sectors dominated by women are the ones that helped Australians get through the pandemic.
We know that if you look at industries like childcare, aged care, if you look at many of the service industries that are dominated by women, they tend to be the low-paid industries. And guess what? They're precisely the jobs that Australians have relied upon to get us through the pandemic. Coming out of the pandemic, we need to identify ways in which we can strengthen Australia. One way we can do it is giving due recognition for workers in those industries.
Many Australian workers have expressed fears they will lose their jobs without an extension of the government's JobKeeper program, which is due to end on the 28th of March. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says businesses have had plenty of notice about the end of JobKeeper.
We signalled that JobKeeper was ending. And that was really important because then businesses could make those adjustments to their operations. We've never been able to make every business whole, and we have to be absolutely realistic about that. What we have sought to do is to give every business the best possible opportunity to get to the other side, and of course to keep their staff employed.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.